Hi, and welcome to the Cosmic Chats podcast with me, your host, Debbie Sugarbaker. On this show, I share conversations with individuals whose work, knowledge, wisdom, and insight have helped me open my mind and perspective, alchemize perceived negative situations, live in a healthier body, and see the world in a deeper, more wondrous way on a daily basis. My aim is that you, the listener, are able to receive all of that and tap into your own heart and energy to create possibilities and elevate your experience of this reality we call life. Please enjoy this episode. Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. So welcome to the Cosmic Chats.
So exciting to be here.
Yeah. So I did a little bit of an introduction for you, just explaining that you are a writer, you are a writing coach, you're also a healer. You have a background creating a kids program called Word Up Kids. Is there anything that you'd like to add to that or just to share with us a little bit about how you've gotten here?
When I was a young boy through my teens, I had a nervous tic. I had OCD type symptoms, and I basically had brain lock. I was just living inside my head. And when I found certainly Kabbalah was the beginning to opening that up. And when I worked for the Kabbalah Center years ago, I was staying late one night working on a project, going the extra mile because it was something they gave me last minute. Mm-hmm. But as we learn in Kabbalah, you go the extra mile and things get revealed. And when I left, I went into Starbucks to get a drink when I finished the work, and I bumped into a friend who was taking this writing class, and she turned me on to it. The teacher is named Jack Rapes, and I studied writing with him for many years. And what I found that really was one of many keys to helping me unlock my brain and my expression and my anxiety. And now it's been one of the healing tools in my toolkit. I took a phrase, I heard a person say this, mental hygiene. Find that writing is great mental hygiene. I worked with this fella in Israel, developed a healing modality for healing yourself from back pain. And one of the things he would have us do is journal. And he said, if it doesn't get expressed, it shows up in your body. I found that to be true. So that's a little bit of my journey of how I got here. And then once I started learning this technique and practicing it, I felt compelled at a certain point. I remember one day literally just sitting there thinking, I really wish I could teach this to kids. I wish I had learned this when I was a kid. And I was at the time working at the Kabbalah Center, working for Monica Berg, who's the director, co-leader of the center. And I approached her. We had a Kabbalah school at the time. I approached her about going in and teaching this to the kids, and she totally supported it. And that started the journey of teaching kids. The kids really loved it and enjoyed it. And then I started going into the Santa Monica school system, Beverly Hills school system. And now I work online with kids around the world.
It's amazing how you took your own struggle and you turned it, you opened up a path, and now you're sharing that with a lot of kids and adults as well. Because like I said in the beginning, I also have taken one of your writing workshops. So
yeah,
it's incredible how you made that transformation. And another thing is I would love to hear more about writing to the back pain, because I would definitely like to try that. I've never even thought of that. I've read Dr. Sarno's book,
yeah,
Back Pain.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to shift it yet. So I would love to hear more about that after.
Well, I'll tell anyone listening, it's freeyourbackpain.com. And it's, his name is Nir Yogev, N-I-R space Y-O-G-E-V. And the series of really simple exercises, physical exercises that even if you're in debilitating pain, you can do. And then, you know, the writing was, he would have me write every morning, which are,
wow,
was doing, so that came easy.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So I know that you do these online workshops or by Zoom, because the one that I was in, the writing workshops, what is the purpose behind this kind of work that you're gearing towards adults now? And how is it connected to healing from within?
So I also work with a lot of people in recovery, mm-hmm, you know, people dealing with addiction, and a lot of my clients and students are involved with AA. So I've been learning a lot about that whole environment. And one of the phrases in AA is your secrets will keep you sick. And so I find that in my workshops, there's all kinds of people taking the workshops. Definitely a lot of people, I think you said it in your post, I meet so many people. You don't meet a lot of people say, I wish I was a doctor, I wish I was an engineer, but you meet so many people say, I wish I wrote a book, I wish I could write, I have a story to tell.
Yes.
So I have people like that in the class. I have people who are looking for self-exploration and healing. And the technique teaches you how to be an amazing writer. It's just so good. And then also there's that healing component of, and I think the healing is that we keep things in, I don't like saying we, I have always kept things inside. And I found that writing for me was a back door to get things out. I would say things in the paper that I wouldn't say to a friend or a therapist. And it's just a lot of people lie to themselves consciously or unconsciously. And when you're writing, I think it's hard to lie when you're writing. So a lot of truth comes out. And also, I think for me personally, my pain was thinking pain originating in my mind, which I just felt so out of control with. And what I've learned is that because our thoughts are like smoke, our thoughts are elusive. You can't hold on to them. But when you use language and words and you put it into sentences, or when you're talking, but in this case, writing, what you're doing is through the process, you're snaring your thoughts. And by the time I'm done writing, I'm often clearer on what I'm really thinking, really feeling. And a lot of people, I always thought writing was about communication, duh, or art form. What I've learned is first and foremost, before, even before that, writing is a tool for thinking. It's the father of thought. Through the process of writing, I get so much clarity on what I'm thinking. I love working. I started working with kids. Like I said, I work with people in recovery, and anyone who's got a brain is my student who wants to write, because I think we're all dealing with thinking pain on some level. And one more thing, I always love to say this. David Guillaume, he's a Kabbalah Center teacher. He's so wonderful. He co-leads the Weekly Energy Boost podcast. And I heard him say this in a lecture. He said, if you keep it in your head, it's darkness, but if you get it out, it turns into light. And you look at so much great literature and poetry and songwriting, and a lot of times it was born out of people's pain, but they turned it into words and it turned into such beauty. And a lot of people in my classes who are just, regular laymen, like myself, not everyone is some genius writer, but everyone has depth and truth and the ability to write something beautiful and to make that happen. So this process is really special. I love being able to teach it.
So beautiful. Yeah, like one of the things that I remember from our class was different individuals in the class were writing about past experiences that were traumatic or like the source of their trauma, and just like going into the scene and writing about it and then sharing it in a small group. It was like a therapy time on steroids. Like it was so powerful to go there and to go into the feeling of it and to have everybody else in the group listening and able to feel it as well. It was really powerful.
Yeah, there's such a lack of community in modern society. You got to go sit in a Starbucks, or if you're lucky enough to be involved in a spiritual organization or sports. And so there's such community created in these classes, like almost immediately once people get over the fear and shyness. And it's like a really safe space. Someone said it's like you're in this class, I'm opening a door, but I'm not forcing people through. And when they're ready, they walk through. And I think that's a beautiful component. And also, it's not the trauma that hurts. It's like not being able to process it and deal with it, talk about it. And everything that we experience in life, it's images. It gets stored as images with the five senses connected, or the other four senses. So this technique helps you trust the genius of your perception, which means you notice what images are popping in your mind. You follow that. There's no plots, there's no prompts. And oftentimes you get into these moments and it all comes back, and you're able to process it by looking at it, talking about it, thinking about it, and then having the people around you to help, regulate your nervous system by being in community so you can, get it to process it and talk about it and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like, I mean, sometimes it can just be simple, like beautiful, pithy poems that come out, and it can be like whatever it is, because it's kind of just like that creative spark. And I found that once I started like just tapping into it, there's actually a book. I'm sure that you know it. I wish I had brought it over here. The Right to Write by Julia Cameron. Oh, she also wrote The Artist's Way. So she's really in the. So she wrote one about the right to write. And she just wrote about how, like, she'd have friends who were debating about the relationship. She didn't know what to do. And she just told them, just go and write. She was just listening to her friends writing for like 3 or 4 weeks. And she just worked through her problem through writing and through sharing it with a mentor. It was really, really cool.
I did The Artist's Way, and it was so inspiring. And so I'll say inspiring again. And but I did my morning pages. For those who haven't read it, she recommends every morning just sitting down and just downloading whatever. But I never finished it because I got frustrated. I would write the same old things over and over, and I would run out of things to say. I remember sitting there thinking I wrote for an hour, and I had like a paragraph, and it's not even exaggerating. That's how it felt. And only when I started working with this technique did I find that I could fill journals and really continue the process. So I think a lot of, I know I always thought writing was just something either able to do or not. Some people are just gifted with it. And what I learned is like art forms, there's craft and you could learn technique. So that's definitely what I teach in the classes, a craft of writing, a technique for writing. So when you sit down and you're facing the tyranny of the blank page and you don't know what to say, you have this technique to guide you. And people don't realize, like when people are listening, they don't realize you're following the technique because it's an invisible form. But it's, yeah, I'm really grateful for it.
Yeah, the way that you present the techniques, like kind of when you say like technique and form and all this, it reminds me like I can see how somebody listening it could remind you of like, a college class or something like that, which I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but for me it kind of puts me into a different space where I was like, gotta get an A. And it's totally not the vibe. It's totally very light and fun, and the way that we shared in the beginning of the class and like the whole flow was very easy. So
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
like that about it.
Well, if anything, it feels like an advanced master class in college where it's not too, it's just, I find it when I took it and when I teach it, it's just so nourishing for the
Yeah,
soul. It really is.
exactly. So many people these days, younger people especially, but anybody at any age, we're all always, people are like, oh, I want to find my purpose. I feel like there's something that I need to be doing and I'm not doing it yet. And I feel like writing can really be a tool because, like you said, you kind of connect to that creative spark, which is also like that little light inside, which so it's like the same. So you connect with that and it kind of opens up a portal, I would say, to finding more of oneself. Because even if we think like, oh, that's my goal, you write on it a little bit, you dig a little bit more, and you realize, no, you know what? I really want to feel more love. And I think that it can be a great tool for that. So maybe if you can just speak on that a little bit, and then like if you have any prompts or that could help someone who's really looking to find a sense of purpose.
So it was what I was saying is that the writing is a tool for thinking. So it could be any word you're inserting here, if it's finding purpose or whatever it is that you're working on, just sitting down and writing about it and free associating about it. It helps me to like, because I've gone through this. I was really lost for a while. My mother called me a fart in a blizzard. So I know that lost feeling and just, I have journals and journals. Sometimes it's hard to pick them up and read them because it was painful, but through the process of writing about it, it just over time helped me to get clarity and to like hone in on that. So I think for me, it was very helpful in figuring out my purpose. And on a daily basis, I get thrown off with doubt and fear. And when I sit down and write, usually what I find happens is I write all the negative stuff first. And then I learned this in a class. It says that the higher self and lower self are two sides of a coin. So they're connected, and the way to get to the higher self, which is like all the good stuff we're looking for, you have to go through the lower self. You have to express it, and then the higher self emerges on its own. So maybe you've had a fight with a friend or a lover, and you're yelling and yelling, and at the end, you're like, I love you. Like once you kind of get it all out. So I find that's what happens when I'm journaling about my purpose, even with what I'm doing now. It's always like, where do I go next? How do I reach people? And there's doubts and worries weighing me down. So I write it all out. I write it all out. And then the positive stuff comes and the answers and the direction. And if you're looking for a specific prompt, it's what I do is I time my writing sessions. That's the first thing. So it's usually 15 minutes, or I used to do 2 pages, front and back would be 2 pages. So maybe it's 5 minutes. But I set a goal, and when I sit down to write, I don't stop until the timer goes off or I've reached the end of the page. And for anyone who studies Kabbalah, there's, or if you haven't studied Kabbalah, there's this force inside of us called the Satan. It's where the word Satan comes from. And it's that force that's always trying to, it's the adversary, it's always opposing us. And the way it does it when you sit down to write is it tells you, you suck. You're boring. You have nothing to say. How is this going to help you? and its goal is to get you to put the pen down. So one of the ways I defeat the Satan is I write no matter what, even if it's a bunch of garbage. So that's the first tip. And the second tip is called write like you talk. So I just start writing about, whatever I'm thinking, feeling, or whatever's going on around me. And the only focus is that the words and sentences sound the way they would sound if I was talking. I'm just following the flow of my natural speech. I'm not talking to anyone, I'm just talking on paper. I think for a lot of people like myself in school, we start off writing like we talk. It's very informal. And then as you get older, the teachers start to correct your voice because it sounds dumb or sloppy. And we learn to write more formally, which we need to learn how to do that for certain instances. But when it comes to writing from the soul and the heart and journaling and also creative writing, like, you have to find an authentic voice, something that people want to hear. And it's, voice is the beginning of everything on whatever your purpose of writing is. So by writing like you talk, you find your voice. And then the third tip is, okay, great, but I don't know what to write. Where do I start? And that's called don't think, see. And what that means is I sit down to write, I have my 15 minutes, and I start writing what I see going on around me in the moment if I don't know where to start. And it could be I'm personally sitting here on my porch, Los Angeles. Fortunately, the kids haven't come screaming, knocking on the door yet. I was kind of scared thinking about this interview, but I'm kind of enjoying this. My mind's always racing. Let's see, where's my mind right now? So this sort of stream of consciousness, it's very similar to a stream. It's writing what I'm thinking, but I'm also starting with what I see, because sometimes either I can't think of anything or my mind, because I told you about I had the brain lock, so I'd be so, I couldn't spit it out. So I would say someone's laughing downstairs. It's cold. I'm staring at the phone. And sometimes I do that for 15 minutes. And then the whole time I'm writing like speak. So the way I was just talking informally, I would write it word for word. And it took me a while to sort of get comfortable with it because of the obsessiveness. I couldn't catch all my thoughts. It drove me nuts. Just all these different things that would drive me crazy. But the timing really helped, knowing that I had to do it no matter what. So those would be the three tips. Time it, start writing what you see, what you think, feel, and write like you're talking and just see where that goes.
Amazing. Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
There's so much in what you were saying. But yeah, I can definitely relate to what you were saying about voice. And I feel like there are a lot of people these days, myself included, in the last couple of years who have been working on being in the day-to-day more aligned, speaking, acting more aligned from a more authentic place, kind of overcoming a lot of old people-pleasing tendencies and overextending for one reason or another, probably to, again, the people-pleasing, all different colors and flavors of that. And I feel like writing is such a beautiful way to really get clear on like what is it that I really want to say here? Because so many times in conversation we're like, or in any kind of interaction, like you can catch yourself being like, oh, you like want to say something, but it's not really authentic. It's because, you want to make, you feel like you need to make somebody else comfortable, which may or may not be the truth. You feel like that person is thinking something or the other, which may or may not be the truth. And I just feel like everything that you were saying about voice and writing itself as a tool is so beneficial to healing that it's pretty much like an inner child, right? To healing that inner child that feels unsafe for whatever reason and wants to, react in whatever way in contact with other people, or not even in contact with other people, even with ourselves, just that authenticity and that truth with ourselves.
Yeah, that's so beautifully said. And the inner child is spontaneous. A child in its natural, healthy state is spontaneous. It means it could move in any direction. That's why children are so much fun to hang out with, because they jump from one thing to the next. And as we get older, the Rav teacher from the Kabbalah Center would say we become adults, which means we become adulterated, right? So as we get older, we lose the spontaneity and we become rigid and stiff. And then we put the mask on, and then we're people pleasing. And for me, scared of saying the wrong thing. And the writing has been a huge tool, exactly, in inviting the spontaneity back into my life. And because it's especially the technique, it's like I don't know what I'm going to write in the next sentence. So it's like sentence to sentence. And it really, as hard as it is, I think we talked about it, you know, being talented and smart and you're always looking good. It's like, I don't want to take a risk. I want to get the praise. But this technique really invited me to fall on my face and just write a bunch of garbage and just trust sentence to sentence. So I find that, yeah, it really invites the spontaneity and connecting to all that good stuff inside.
Beautiful. So, a lot of people, like as we've said, a lot of people like the idea of writing. I've been, a ghostwriter for many years and kind of been writing. My own journey has been one of writing has been very parallel to my personal growth journey. So, at some points I'm ghostwriting, and that was a point where I was just exploring a different part of myself. And I feel like, so for me, it's been very tandem. And I'm not saying that any time was better than another time, because like I said, I think that there's different times where we get to explore different aspects of our being, and then like the road turns, and now we're in this relationship, and now we're exploring this aspect of our being, and writing has just been one thing that's been there that's been like helping me all along. So I've had people come to me because I've also worked on books for other people. So I have so many people who are like, I want to write a book. Can you help me with it? Can you do this? And I don't obviously, I always want to say, like, I feel like there's, but they'll say, like, I really want to write it, but I feel like my throat chakra is blocked. Can you help me? How can I open up my expression? I just don't think that I can do it, but I know that I have it in me. So what would you say to somebody like that? Because I'm sure that at least 5, 10 people who will listen to this are in that stage. And I feel that if you feel like there is a book in you, like I feel like I would love to get some tips on how they can take it out and just be in that space.
Join a writing class, mine or others. Writers are lazy, and many professional writers join writing circles because it motivates them to write. It lights a fire under your butt knowing that you're showing up to class on Friday and you got to bring something to read. So I think the cliche, if you want to write a book, well, sit down and write. And that's basically it. And I think the writing circle, the writing class motivates a lot of people to do that. Otherwise, I think even if people do sit down, it's just, I'll put it this way. I think my main job with these classes is not to teach people to write or do any of that stuff. The main purpose is to validate the creative spark. You said it earlier, because most of us are just so insecure about it. So by joining a class when you're in community, it usually, sh if it's a decent class, it'll validate that spark. You're getting feedback in the classes and even if people are blowing smoke up your butt after they give you after you read and they give you feedback, it still feels good. And that's what happened with me. I would stand up and read the worst garbage ever, and people would say, "Oh, that was." They would find the good things in it, and it just motivated me week after week to keep going at it. So I think most people aren't super disciplined to do it on their own. I think it's helpful to be in community.
Totally. And also just like the benefits of the creativity then, like, because at least for myself, I find like since I joined your class, I felt like my whole life, and now I'm getting over a flu, but I'm also drinking a carrot juice, which I know is like, it's all related to this sacral chakra, which is like our creativity center. And I remember studying once with Karen Berg about, she was a spiritual teacher, and at one point we were working on a project that was relating to like the different energy centers in the body. And there was something about how the sacral chakra is connected to the throat, which is like expression. So you have the creativity and you have the expression. And if you have like a good flow between them, then obviously you can have the creativity and have it flow out of you. And so I just found that taking the class and just when I am writing, it's like I feel more alive and I feel more creative and I feel more like in my essence. And it could just be because writing is some people might find that by painting, some people might find it like in another creative outlet, but I don't think that, obviously I think that writing can be for anybody. I don't think you have to be like a writer. You can be a human and you can write.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone has deep truths inside of us. We're all made of the same stuff. Clearly, some people have more talent, more desire to take it further, but we all are capable of uttering profound truths. And I am an example of it. I never thought I'd be sitting here being questioned about writing. I didn't like writing. It was hard. I couldn't spit it out. And with a little technique, it just unlocked it and it's right there. So
Did you ever see that movie Stranger Than Fiction?
I think I've heard of it.
It's kind of a weird film that it's like this woman is like writing this fiction novel, but it turns out like whatever she's writing, this guy is actually living it. And it's really
Okay, I think I've heard of it.
strange. I think it's like Will Ferrell, actually. I saw it a long time ago, but I loved it. And I feel that now it's like when you write something, they're talking about like the power of manifesting and writing and creating your story and writing the story that you want and rewriting it. Like, let's say you can sit down, your mind is going all in one direction. You might want to just work through that and see if you can rewrite it into it and get yourself into a different vibration around that.
Yeah. Another thing I learned, God bless the Kabbalah Center, it's do you want to be a river or a puddle? And usually the metaphor is for like how you're sharing and giving your energy, or are you just hoarding it for yourself? So when it's just for yourself, you get stuck and then the puddle gets all nasty. But if you're in the process of giving, you can keep flowing and keep getting fulfilled and keep having more. So your description of how you feel alive with the writing reminded me of that, because that's, all this genius that comes into your mind and your feelings and all the beauty you feel and pain and all that, you're like sharing it, you're putting it out, you're putting it out. And I feel the same way when I'm in that creative mode. I just feel like I don't need coffee, and I just feel like a little more pep in my step. Absolutely. And I do it on a daily basis. And when I'm sitting somewhere and, I'm able to, I just open my notebook. Not always, but sometimes I'll just randomly write stuff, and it's not always a formal, precious writing session. But sometimes I'm big on, I learned this in therapy years ago, you got to reach out for help and all that. So I do that a lot. But sometimes there's people, they're not available, or sometimes I just don't want to. And I feel like I have a therapist. There's so many things that writing is, but for me, it's like a portable therapist. Wherever I go, I just open the book and start writing, and it just feels better.
Totally. Although I've also made the joke that like if somebody went through back through all my journals, they'd find like a lot of it is complaints. They'd be like, if somebody went through my journals, they'd be like, wow, this girl's a big complainer. But this is like where I took out all my mess in my head. But I think that, like you said, once you kind of get through that, then it, at least then in my life would be a little lighter to flow.
Yeah, I heard Jack Grapes, my teacher, he said when people interview me and say, "Do you love writing?" He'd say, "Well, not really. I'm just kind of doing it. It's not like something that's pleasurable, the process itself." But he said, "I love having written." And I just think that says it all. There's some alchemical process that's happening that when I'm done, it feels so much better. There's a book, it's called Opening Up by James Pennebaker.
Pennebaker. Is he related to me distantly, the sugar baker?
Pennebaker. Pretty sure I got it from right.
Okay.
And he's a psychologist who's been studying the healing effects of writing for decades. And he's got a few books, but there's some really fascinating things that they discovered about the simple process of sitting down. My wife calls it the ancient healing art of writing, and I think that's accurate.
Oh,
Not to mention all the spiritual. I mean, why do we have this ability to speak? What is it got? What's the biblical quote? It all started with the word of God. I mean,
yeah.
there's so much power to the fact that we have language and speech, and we can both communicate, and then the written form, the pen is really mightier than the sword.
Wow, definitely. So I know that you also incorporate, speaking on therapy and healing and the spiritual aspect of writing, I know that you incorporate some other modalities in your classes. For example, in one of our classes, we did like a Peter Levine breathing technique just to open the class and kind of bring us into the space. So, what other modalities do you work with and how do you incorporate them?
I use something called psychoneuroenergetic. Welcome to California, people. There's so many healers and so many forward thinking programs out here, and that's another thing I discovered out here, and it's something I've been certified in. And it's a mind body somatic psychology technique. And basically what it helped me do, because I talked about the OCD and the brain lock, it helped me see that everything starts with the nervous system. You're either in fight or flight, or you're in what's called parasympathetic, which is you're calm and resting and have an intimate conversation like this, or you could just be in this calm, the mind is open and all that. So I use a lot of those exercises. We haven't used too many in our class, but we're going to be doing more. I do a lot, especially in my addiction classes. A lot of these simple, just like the writing exercises, are really simple, but they lead to something beautiful. The psychoneuroenergetic exercises really helped me to balance my nervous system so that I could think clearly and use my whole brain when I'm writing. So I use some of those exercises. And then also, we are writing with our hands, with our body. So those exercises also help relieve tension and nervousness that were stored in there. So we have more accessibility to our creativity and our minds. I definitely use Kabbalah, just different principles sprinkled in that help people to use the writing to tap more into their soul, their intuition. There's a practice I use a lot. It's a book called Outpouring of the Soul by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov.
I have it right here.
It's such a good book. I was going to the Kabbalah Center years ago, and my friend was standing in front of the building. He said, "How you doing?" I said, "I really need to talk to my therapist. I was doing therapy at the time." And he's like, "Do you ever talk to God?" And I was like, "Give me a break with that stuff. I need a therapist." So he said, "Have you heard of this book, Outpouring of the Soul?" And in the book, Rabbi Nachman talks about one of the highest forms of prayer and meditation is having a conversation with the Creator in your native tongue. So that's just one of many different spiritual exercises that I'll use in some of my classes where we're using the journal to have that conversation. So I definitely, if it works, I throw it into my program.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also incredible on that point. It's called Hit Bodedut, by the way.
I know
A lot of
it. I
times
love
they
it.
used to go into
Yeah.
the forest and into nature to write it out.
Right. So they would go, and he doesn't really talk about writing it, but I've said, well, I'm still talking. It's still a conversation. But yeah, they
Talking.
would go outside and into nature. Yeah. Now I do while I'm walking.
Beautiful. Yeah, sometimes I do it too, and I feel like if I put headphones in, then like people might think that I'm on the phone, so they don't think that I'm just, talking to myself while I walk down the street.
That's usually what I say next is I put my headphones in so I don't even feel self-conscious.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's cool.
Exactly. And on that point, there's also if another book that I love to read that we all kind of know of, which is the Psalms. But if you really like open up and read the Psalms, they're like so beautiful and incredible. And if you've ever, I know that it really helped me at certain times where I was like, wow, my whole, I just have so little, it's not like I didn't have faith, but I had so many doubts and so much sadness and grief, especially after losing my brother and my dad, and like just went through this whole kind of dark wave. And sometimes I would read the Psalms or even like other books, like the Book of Job, and like I hear them speaking. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm not the only one who's been like in this place where I completely want to like just, it's really real, more real than you think. Because if you grew up in any kind of religion and you heard of the Psalms, you're like, oh, it's like religious. It's like you put it into that box. But if you go at it from the perspective of like from the heart, basically, you're gonna get a lot more out of it.
The Psalms are great. There's so many. I'm not as well versed, so now you're inspiring me to read them more. But whenever I have read them, there's so many layers because there's just the beauty of the poetry.
Poetry is
And
beautiful.
then it's I think they call it nowadays they call it praise poetry when you're just praising the higher power. So it's just if you have that longing for that, it's like love poetry for the creator.
Yeah.
And then Kabbalah explains oh, there's so many mystical secrets to the
Yeah.
Psalms. And I heard that the Rav's mother would read Psalms every Shabbat. I don't know if she read all of them or a portion of them, but I heard that she would read them on Shabbat.
Wow.
So you're in good company.
I'm good company there. Yeah, I have it also right here. So, speaking of poetry, what's your favorite type of writing to practice or to write?
I love free verse poetry. And every time I talk about writing, I flash back to 11th grade English class. How much torture it was. I liked math. It was simple. It was black and white English. I remember sitting there and she would read something. I don't know what they were talking about. And then there'd be some students in the class giving such eloquent explanations of what it meant. And then when I discovered free verse poetry, if anyone doesn't know, free verse poetry is simply regular writing without rhymes, without any kind of, syllable scheme. It's just regular prose writing, but the way you break it up on the page, it looks like a poem. So I like free verse poems. I like Philip Levine is a great poet that I like. I like Sharon Old. And lately, it's the writing in the classes that my students are doing that's my most enjoyable stuff to listen to because it's so authentic and no one's trying too hard. And yeah, but I like free verse poems.
Beautiful. So, is there anything? I think that we've covered a lot of different things here tonight. Is there anything that you feel, any kind of message? A lot of times our Cosmic Chats guests, towards the end of the conversation, they may have a message or like something that comes through specifically for the group that's listening or may listen to this. Just some kind of intuitive message.
Come out of hiding.
Wow.
Take a risk. If you're interested in writing, go online, find a class, sit down and write, find out about my classes, but come out of hiding. It's always so painful when I read something that was written by a great writer or I hear a song lyric and I feel that pang, because that pang is deep down, I know I'm capable of doing that. Maybe I'm not going to be a famous Paul McCartney, but I know I'm capable of creating something beautiful and saying something beautiful. And I didn't want to do this tonight. I'm pushing myself to come out of hiding. I mean, I wanted to do it, but all this is uncomfortable to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But too, you're doing it too. So for me, I'm coming out of hiding. So that's whatever we teach others, we're teaching ourselves. So that's my message to me and anyone listening. Come out of hiding.
Powerful. And it's so many levels to that hiding. It's like coming out to be yourself, to see yourself, to be seen for who you are. It's scary, but it's so rewarding because otherwise we just kind of like, then you just like see other people doing it and you feel like, there comes a point where you need to appreciate the light that's inside and how powerful it is and live in that appreciation and like that dignity. And then you can really extend and have your relationships go to a different level in the way you relate to people because you can see them in a brighter way as well.
Yeah.
The more that we see and experience our own light and come out of that hiding, wherever we're hiding. And I'm not saying that you do it all at once because, like I said, and you know, you just talked about this nervous system. It can be so, you want to be gentle with yourself, but do it because it's so worth it. And then you can just relate to people on such a higher plane, I feel.
Absolutely. So well said. And it connects to what we were saying earlier, that coming out of hiding personally, like I don't know what I'm going to say next. And I have certain stuff I'm prepared, but I'm being spontaneous and I'm connecting to that spontaneity. And for me, feeling alive and feeling joyful, it's like that inner child just wants to be spontaneous. You said something about being afraid. What are they going to say? What are they going to do? What are the comp going to be? So I'm willing to take the risk of all that discomfort because I can connect to the spontaneity. And that's what makes us feel most alive. I took this bioenergetics class. It's part of my training. It's like the study of how the body develops. And they say that. They ask so Alexander Lowen in a book called Bioenergetics. It's really a great book. Alexander Lowen, and he says like, what is pleasure at its like core root? And he said pleasure is spontaneity and it's reaching out. Yeah, the coming out of hiding. Yeah, I stand by that.
It's so beautiful. I mean, I could go on for a long time about that because I just feel so passionate about that message in terms of relationships. Like, the more authentic I can be with myself, and I'm saying I'm on this journey, but I'm on a journey of being more authentic with myself, and then other people can know the more authentic version of me, and I can know the authentic version of them. And it just makes life totally different. It takes away so much of the. You actually think that it's going to make you more insecure. It actually takes away the insecurity because you just become more stronger and settled with yourself. And then you can relate. You can allow other people to know you, to know who you are. Jewel, who's this singer, she has some great
You get a Jewel vibe, come to think of it.
Jewel.
Okay.
Okay. So Jewel's got some great just little interviews that she's done about how she's always wanted to be real. She never wanted to be like on like this pedestal and have people like see some image of her because she realized that that made her feel very, very alone and very like sad. So she wanted to stay real with herself so she'd connect with people through her music in that real way. And I just think that, you know, art and writing is a cool way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We should do
Oh,
this every night. I'm
sure.
enjoying
Yeah,
this
so much
conversation.
fun. Come on, guys, get a cappuccino, whatever you feel, whiskey, whatever is your vibe. We'll hang out. Yeah. Thank you so much, Craig, for joining us here tonight.
Yes, this is really cool. Thank you so
Yeah.
much. I'm honored.
Ada. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Amazing. See you. Have a great week. Where can people find you?
Website is wordupkids.com. And there's a contact me button there, and you can email me, or my email is craig@wordupkids.com. And
Okay.
you can find me here on Instagram and message me.
Okay, great. So DM on Instagram or go to the website. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank you.
thank you so much for listening to the end. I truly hope you enjoyed and received benefit from this episode. Please subscribe, share it with your friends and family, and/or leave me a review. I appreciate your energy and support. You can also take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram. I'll add it to my story. Until next time, be well and take good care. Bye-bye, everyone. Lots of love. Cosmic Chats with Debbie Sugarbaker is a production of Yali Christina Podcast Services.